The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
How I fish is actually when I make the cast, I put the rod between my jawbone and my left collarbone.
Clay Dyer is a professional bass fisherman who doesn't let his limitations dampen his determination or his higher calling.
It's been really one of those, callings, purpose, platforms, whatever you want to call it, that God has blessed me to be able to do, to show people what he can do when we let him be Lord of our life.
Well, you're about to be introduced to one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. I'm James Robinson, my wife Betty. We welcome you to life today. We've been hosting it together for about 50 years and married 62 years, and it's just a glorious journey. But I always wanted to fish. I was a little boy, I didn't have a dad, didn't have anybody take me fishing, but I wanted to fish. And I was really glad to know Jesus liked fishermen a whole lot. Well, I saw something, though, recently that was about as big a miracle as I've ever seen. And you're going to meet this guy, because this is a miracle of Almighty God, where he blessed somebody who wanted to fish and there's no way he could. Watch, he let him fish.
There's nothing like the vastness of a lake. Pro anglers always moving on the water, one lake channel at a time. Anglers like Clay Dyer are synonymous with lakes and fish. For years, Clay has traveled across the country searching for that next big catch.
Going gets tough, that's when we try to get going.
It's part of what makes him a popular name on every major pro angler tour. Even fellow anglers are amazed at Dyer's skill on the water.
We've all seen the YouTube videos and stuff of him fishing, but until you see it in person, it kind of gives you a whole different perspective.
The only assistance Clay needs is getting into his boat when heading to any lake in tournament.
How I fish is actually when I make the cast, I put the rod between my jawbone and my left collarbone. I use my chin to press the button to disengage the reel. I use all Daiwa rods and reels. I've been partnered with them now going on over 4 years. But I mash the button with my chin. I feather the line on the spool with my bottom lip. And I just twist and contort my upper body, much like a baseball swing or a golf swing. I twist and contort my body however I need to project the lure or the bait, where I want it to go.
The water, one of Clay's sanctuaries. Just one piece of joy that reflects on others daily.
I've had a lot of them told me, man, if I had to go through what you did, do what you do, I'd quit. And that's a big part of why I'm out here, is because I want to show people that, hey, quitters never win and winners never quit.
There we go. Come here, sweetheart. Come here, darling. Thank you, Lord.
That is amazing.
I want to tell you something, buddy. That's a miracle.
Thank you.
You agree, Kim, that's a miracle?
It is a miracle.
And don't you just kind of a little bit overwhelmed yourself that you're able to do that?
It's just it's a huge dream come true, thanks to God and heaven above. And I've always been a big outdoorsman, enjoying God's creation, but I always wanted to be a pro athlete. And I felt like God led me in that direction, and fishing, they couldn't tell me no. So,
Clay, this is a miracle. And you really enjoy the fishing too, don't you?
I do. What I love about it, yes, I love trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together to figure out how to catch them. But at the end of the day, there's such a greater purpose, than catching the bass. And it's, God has given me that platform, to show people that through Philippians 4:13 and, that says I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. It's been really one of those, callings, purpose, platforms, whatever you want to call it, that God has blessed me to be able to do, to show people what he can do when we let him be Lord of our life.
Well, tell me, what is the condition you have, and you were you born with it?
Yes, sir. I was born this way. My parents, never did drugs or anything that would have been a medical explanation. There's no other, nobody else in my family that's built the way I am. And, you know, the way I look at it is God created me, you know, perfect in His own image. I've had opportunities to have prosthetics, and I said, you know what, God created me this way for a purpose, and that purpose is to go show the world that where I could have gotten angry, if you will, or could have questioned Him, but instead I was like, you know what, God, You've given me the strength. I'm not going to lay here and make excuses. I'm not going to cry and whine. We're going to go show the world one soul at a time, you know, the victory that Jesus can bring you through Him.
Amen.
Kim, what do you think about this journey you're a part of, but you're watching?
Listen, you know, Clay and I will be married 12 years. So I had to go through some dark times to find this wonderful man of mine. And but God did that. And it has been a beautiful journey. And, you know, my dad was a pastor, so I've been in it all my life. But when I met Clay, he crossed the stage, and I heard his voice. And listen, something inside of me literally leaped, you know, just like the Word talks about. And I heard his voice, and I knew, I said, I've got to meet this man, and I've got to know him, you know? And so we began to form this beautiful friendship, and of course, y'all know the rest is history. But inspiring every day, yeah, absolutely. Great. And the faith that he has, I compare it to my sweet little daddy's who's gone on home. You know, he had such faith, such real, tangible faith. And that's Clay. You don't say no. You don't say you can't do that, because the God in him is so much bigger, you know? And he'll try it, and he'll do it. He'll overcome.
Clay, has Kim blessed you?
Oh, it's absolutely. You know, it's it was such a God thing when from the first time she came and met my family, there was sign after sign after sign. You know that I'd always heard, you will know when you know, and I always prayed, and I won't get into the whole story for time's sake, but she'd given me a business card because her son, my stepson's college roommate, had been in a tragic accident, was paralyzed. She said, will you talk to him? I said, well, sure. So I come home from a tournament, and she'd given me that business card, but I could not tell you where that business card was if my life depended on it. And so I went and did an engagement, and I came back, and a business card was laying on top of my laptop in my room. And so at the time, I lived with my parents. I went and I asked them, I said, okay, who's been in my room while I was gone? Nobody had. And I was like, okay, God, I can take a hint. You know? And like she said, the rest,
yeah.
The rest is history.
Isn't that great? That's awesome.
Well, the story is really, truly amazing. And God is using you to change lives. Aren't you amazed, Kim, at how when people see Him, many times they turn to the God of the impossible, and their lives Absolutely. Are changed because of His testimony?
Absolutely. You know, I say it like this. Of course, His purpose to the world is to go out there and catch the biggest five bass that He can catch to the world.
Yeah.
But we have a saying in our family, it's the purpose is greater, because He knows that if they get in the boat with Him, unless they're going to be like Jesus and walk on the water, He's got them for 8 hours at least.
There you go.
And he's gonna find out if they have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And if they don't, a lot of times I get to see them come in, and He's led them to the Lord. So how special is that?
Well, you know, don't you just wish everybody could understand that, okay, catching the fish is fun. Doing what looks like the impossible is a wonderful thing. But the greatest thing in all the world is to know Him and love Him and allow His love to flow through us.
Yes.
Like a river of life, because that's what His love is.
Yes.
It's a river of life. And that's what we're allowing to flow. And that gives us joy. I wish you could understand that the life that He has, in spite of the challenges, is because of the life of God that he has experienced and is experiencing and is expressing. And Betty, it's quite amazing to see.
It really is. What would you say to others that are having, that have challenges, physical challenges like you do, maybe not quite to the extent that you do, but it devastates them. How do you help them find God's purpose in their life?
It's absolutely, you know, if they, I tell people, a lot of the culture we live in today, I look around and I see, you know, as the Bible is being fulfilled, you know, and I tell folks, the Bible is total truth. You know, there's no inaccuracies in it. And a lot of the culture we live in today looks at somebody like me and says, oh, he's disabled or he's handicapped. And, you know, I tell folks, you're only as handicapped or disabled as you allow yourself to be. And but I tell them, you know, if you put your faith and hope in Christ, I want you to understand that there is absolutely nothing on this earth, no obstacle, no adversity that, you know, that you are not able to overcome, you know, when you put Christ first in your life. And I said, you know, does that mean it's always going to be easy? No. But, you know, God gives us the strength to either kick that mountain down or go over it, or he gives us the wisdom to go around it, you know, and we just have to keep our faith, hope, and trust in him. Amen. And let him guide us and lead us and give us that strength every day.
How do you see people respond to him, Kim, when they see the challenges that he's faced so beautifully? But how do you see them respond when they listen?
It makes me think about children a lot. We have a lot of children that come up to Clay. And some of them, he tells the story of one mother who was in a grocery store and she was punishing her child for, you know, he doesn't have any legs, you know, and he doesn't have an arm. And Clay said, no, don't punish that child. You know, God created me this way. He created me beautiful, unique, and he breaks it down right wherever he is and teaches them and uses that moment, you know, whatever moment he's in, to glorify God. I think that's what made me fall so in love so fast with him, was the God in him that was so apparent. And that's how he is with anybody. Clay is just Clay. You know, that's a lot of our message is, you know, together, there's so much fakeness in the world already. But just being real with one another, being real in knowing Christ as your Savior, and in knowing that you can encourage and you can accomplish something here in this dressing room while he's got you here. So inspiring, he's definitely inspiring. But children always come to the front of my mind because he has a way with them, and they walk away from that chair going, he's bigger than that, you know, and that's God.
Yes, it is.
Who do you want everybody watching all over the world to hear from you right now about what it means to really turn your life over to the Father, to God?
You know, I grew up in a, was blessed to grow up in a God-loving family that had me in church. I used to say I was a drug baby. I was drugged to church. But they used to have me in church basically every time the doors were open. And with that being said, it was a thing for many years I knew about Jesus, but I didn't know Jesus. And Jesus, you know, he didn't know me because I didn't have that relationship. And I want you to know out there in this world, don't question, you know, God. Trust him and believe in him and understand that there's purpose, that he has a much more incredible purpose for you than what you can even imagine. And, you know, trust in him. If you haven't already, turn your heart and surrender to him. Turn your heart over to him. Ask him for that relationship, you know. Surrender to him, confess your sins to him, and ask him just for that relationship. I love how a dear friend of mine says it. He says, you know, a lot of people come up to him, and he's an outdoor legend, Hank Parker. and they'll come up to him and, you know, on fishing trips, and he'll say, well, do you know Jesus? And they'll say, well, I got baptized. He'll say, that's not what I asked you. He'll say, when were you saved? Or when did you pray? And he'll say, no, when did you pray? And there is a drastic difference in knowing about him and knowing him.
Yeah.
And a lot of us know about him, but know him, because I can promise you, like Philippians 4:13, my life verse, John 3:16, you know, Psalm 62, God is my rock, and with him I will not be shaken.
Yeah.
I just want to encourage people, like I said a moment ago, to understand that if you're facing a difficult circumstance in life, if you'll give it all to God, there's one thing I can promise you, you will have victory.
Amen.
You know, here's what I want to ask you to do. I didn't have a father, and written a book called Knowing God as Father, and I would send it to you. It really does help you. I'll tell you a little bit about my story and my journey. I'm the product of a rape. A man raped a home nurse taking care of his father. And I didn't have a father, but I came to know the father as a teenager. Mm-hmm. And, you know, both Betty and I was christened in church, and she was baptized in church.
I was one of those
neither
baptized.
One of us, yeah, neither one of us knew the Lord. But I came to know the Lord, and amazingly, Betty could see Jesus in me and said, I want to know Jesus like that. I said, He's more real than the flesh on my bones, Betty. She said, well, to me, He's just someone I've heard about. And we just prayed together, and she gave her life to Jesus. And I'm telling you what, we've had a glorious journey together for over 60 years. If you just say, I want to know God as my Father, this will bless you. We've given it to so many people. It's unbelievable, and He's given them life, knowing Him as Father. So you just call the number there on the screen or go online and say, I want to know God as Father. Someone will pray with you if you call that line, that prayer line. And I do want to ask all of you who are watching to, you know, you really pray for Clay and for Kim and their journey, and thank God for him. And Father, I just thank you for this couple. I thank you for the miracle you've worked in Clay. I thank you for the joy and the peace that's all over him in spite of the challenges that he lives with every day, every moment. Thank you for your greatness in Jesus' name. I want all of you to know the Lord and love the Lord. I tell you what I'd really like to see you do right now is I'd like to see you give life to those who don't even have a chance at life without His love flowing through you. I want you just to watch this. I want you to listen to what a girl sees and what mothers are seeing everywhere. And they're praying for somebody like you to provide the miracle that they've longed for. Watch this very prayerfully.
This is a clinic for mothers whose children are suffering from the effects of malnutrition. Kira Pretorius, daughter of Isak Pretorius, is seeing for the first time Angolan children struggling to survive the consequences of not having enough food to keep them alive.
So you can see the other sons. I mean, you can see how his ribs are just sticking out. You see how, I mean, look how little his arms are. I mean, his arms are like the size of my thumb, you know?
And his skin is like myself.
No, it's just skin and bone, really.
Because that's the state at which its nutrition is at. It's so weak and so malnourished that literally the body starts to shut down.
Do you think he'll recover?
Chances are that he will survive, that we will be able to save his life. But there are also many children in this state that don't leave clinics like this. He just did. He's going to cry. Okay.
I've grown up knowing many of these stories and seeing the photos and hearing the heart-wrenching stories of young mothers with their young children that want to do the best for them but genuinely just don't have the resources. Every time I see or hear these stories and being here today, it affects me in a deeply hurts my heart, so I'm asking you to not let it become normal to you. Don't let it Don't let it become something you become immune to.
I ask you to hear that appeal from a 19-year-old girl who knows what happens if you look away, who knows what happens when this starts to become normal, when we shut our hearts down, when we try to think through this with our heads instead of just listening to our hearts. And so I'm asking you today to listen to your heart. Listen to the heart of Kira. Listen to my heart. Listen to your heart. Because our heart's cry is the same as this mother's, and I believe yours is too. And that is to do everything that we can do to save this little boy. Everything that we can do to give this mother what she needs for her child.
Peter Pretorius and I started more than 40 years ago together. And Peter and I stood real close to each other for, you know, 35 years, I guess, and he left us. And I'm so glad that Esau has picked it up, and now that beautiful little 19-year-old looking at those little children, please listen to me. I want you to look at them and look what it did to her heart. But you see, that's what it did to my heart the first time I saw them. And Betty, when I saw the graves of 10,000 of them, most of them less than 4 years old, they were two and three and just little graves and no markers, maybe a little picture of a child or a little toy. I just said, God, please. And we sold a bunch of stuff the ministry owned because we didn't know if our viewers, we didn't know if people would help missions. Oh boy, but you did. When we showed you the reality of what they face, and we showed you the love of those missionaries that move their families across the ocean and plant their lives in the midst of death, and they said to me and to Betty, please go home. See if you can get us some help so we can stay here and not be empty-handed, so we can stay here with more than a broken heart. And Betty, we came back and did our viewers help.
Oh, they absolutely have, James. And one thing that really struck me that Kira said, she said, don't become immune because you've seen scenes similar to this before. They're still there. They're still needy, different ones, but they're needy. So I want you to know that my heart was so deeply touched. I thought, God, don't let me ever become immune to a need like that. We've been over there many, many times through many, many years. I never felt on any of the trips that, oh, I've seen this before. No, it was always fresh on my heart. And I pray that it'll stay that way for you as you let God speak to your heart.
Well, I pray that Betty and I believe, I know for a fact, we're as faithful supporters of the mission outreaches as any of all the thousands of people that do help us. And I just pray, God, everybody would be that faithful and even more faithful. Please, did you realize that for $30 you can feed three children, for 55 children, for 110, 1,000, 100? But you know there are many of you who could give part of your estate. You could give large gifts. And right now, we're being told as people are moving out of Africa to feed that there's going to be the highest starvation rate in history on that greatest continent that has so much to offer. And if only God's people would put His arms around those desperate, suffering people. We have beautiful gifts to send to you, but please right now, would you go get your bank card and use it like a check? If you write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail. And we need a miracle response. Please, don't put this off. Go online with that card. Call the number. Make the gift. If you get a busy, be determined to get through. And let's put God's loving arms around these desperate children. We can give life to them by the millions. We've done it together. Please help us. The need has never been greater.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves critically depleted and many areas experiencing devastating famine,
We urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us every single day. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to a prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Happy, Healthy, and Free, a powerful 31-day journey to help you embrace God's promises for healing, wholeness, restoration, peace, and joy. Step into the abundant life God has prepared for you. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the beautiful and soft Perfect Peace Blanket, bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, this is the last opportunity to request our 2025 majestic bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, with your gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children in desperate need. So, please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, I've really enjoyed that, Clay and Kim. It's a miracle story. But you know, when I saw you all, you told me we had been in your living room since you were a teenager. But then you told me something happened to you. Mm. What happened to you?
When I was 14, I had Bell's palsy. For years, mm-hmm. it can leave a trace of looking like you had a stroke. Yeah. So this particular day, I'd come in from school, and Mom had you on, and I remember you stopping, and you put your hand toward the screen, and you said, "I just feel led right now to pray for someone." He said, I don't know what the need is, but I know God's going to meet it. And I was healed instantly. Went to the doctor the next day. My mom took me to have me checked out. And the doctor brought other doctors in and nurses to show them awesome? Because they were so baffled at what God had done. So thank you for your obedience.
Let me just say, that's why we're here. Father, reach out and touch someone right now that just says, "I want that. Yes. I want God to touch me. I want God to change me. To heal me, in Jesus' name." Tell somebody what God does for you. You want somebody to pray with you, you call that number. We love you. We're glad to send Knowing God as Father to anyone who would like to know Him and understand it. Hey, thank y'all for being with us. God bless you on your journey. And God bless you on your journey as you help send us and the missionaries on their God call journey. Thank you so much.
God had rescued me from chaos, but then it's almost like order was itchy.
Crushing Chaos Tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.